Since 1599, visitors have trekked through the Poets' Corner at London's Westminster Abbey, where famed writers are celebrated and buried. Now America has a Poets' Corner. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The American Poets' Corner is in the world's largest Gothic cathedral, St. John the Divine in New York. Three authors have been honored so far: Washington Irving, Walt Whitman, and Emily Dickinson. Daniel Haberman is poet in residence at the cathedral.
There will be a stone put in the floor with an inscription. For example, in Whitman's case, it has his name and dates and the last line from Song of Myself, which is, "I stop somewhere waiting for you."
Haberman says he is running the Poets' Corner with no budget at all.
It's being financed through some monies that I was able to raise from friends or wherever I was able to get it for incidental expenses of postage and whatever invitations that were sent out. The big item, obviously, is the stone cutter, which was very expensive to do the wall and the floor.
Congressman Bill Green and his sister contributed $10,000 to finance the stone cutting. Haberman took the bull by the horns when he invited luminaries to the dedication of the Poets' Corner last May 7th.
If I dreamed up the idea that Gregory Peck ought to read Washington Irving, I simply wrote to him and he said yes. If I dreamed up the idea of Walter Cronkite as master of ceremonies, I just wrote Walter Cronkite, CBS News, then I got a yes.
Haberman says selecting the writers to be honored is an annual process.
I formed a group of what we call electors. There are 13 of us who will actually do the electing. And my charge to the electors was to pick two deceased American writers. They can be essayists, playwrights, poets, as long as they're American and deceased.
Daniel Haberman, poet in residence at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, where at the American Poets' Corner are inscribed the words from the 45th Psalm, "My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.